This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
News Radio 1070 WINA, my name is Coy Barefoot. My guest on the long line is Wendy Fournier, the president of the National Autism Association, online at nationalautism.org. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Coy.
Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate your time. I wanted to see if we couldn't talk about some legislation that was recently passed by the House in Washington and has moved on to the Senate. But already President Bush is threatening to veto this bill. And tell us why this legislation is significant.
Well, this legislation is actually the Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2008. So this is the budget that the House is proposing. And the administration went over this proposed Appropriations Act line by line, and they came up with a list of objections that they have to the bill. My phone is beeping as usual.
That's okay.
So this is not unusual for the administration to do this. They will take a piece of legislation and will send it out to each of the government agencies that the legislation may have an effect upon, especially when it comes to budget issues. And each one of the agencies will submit a list of whatever their concerns are regarding the bill. And it comes back as a report from the Office of Management and Budget, and it lists all of the different concerns that the agencies have and possible reasons why the president may end up vetoing the bill when it gets to him.
So
the language... Go ahead.
So they develop a long list. The White House sees a bill coming towards them, and he passes it around, and they develop a long list of concerns that the executive branch might have with this legislation that looks like it might be headed towards his office to sign. And on this list of things that he is concerned about and that he has threatened to an issue upon which he has threatened to veto has something to do with mercury and vaccines.
Yeah, that is among the items that are on the list of about 30 different objections. There was an amendment in the bill that was put in there by Congressman Dave Weldon of Florida that states that the appropriations money will not be spent to purchase any thimerosal-containing flu vaccines that would be administered to children or pregnant women.
And thimerosal, of course, is the ethyl mercury-based quote-unquote preservative, the poison that has been put into vaccines for decades now, since the 30s. And they've slowly been dragging their heels about, dragging their feet about getting this stuff out, and it's still in some vaccines.
It is still in some vaccines, and there's large amounts of it in the flu vaccine. Last year's supply of flu vaccine, 90% of it was thimerosal-containing. So we... you know, when we should be reducing the amount of thimerosal that's being given through vaccines, it's actually been on the increase in the last couple of years since the recommendations were given by CDC to administer flu vaccine to pregnant women and to infants beginning at age 6 months.
And this is what's so disconcerting is you have one arm of the government, the CDC, saying you got to give pregnant women and children these flu vaccines. You have another arm, the Institute of Medicine, which says, well, give them flu vaccines, but don't have ethyl mercury. Don't put thimerosal in those vaccines because that subset of the population, pregnant women and children, are very susceptible to that mercury in those vaccines. And here we come with an opportunity now for our government to finally get the thimerosal out of these vaccines. And the executive branch, President Bush, is saying that he would veto that legislation.
Well, he's saying that he would veto the legislation, but not over that one particular issue. There were two issues that he blatantly says he will veto the bill if the language is altered. One of them has to do with pro-life efforts that are in the bill, and the other is the spending, which exceeds the president's budget by about $24 billion. So he's asking that this appropriations bill be cut down, and those are the two issues that he said he would veto over. The other list of 30 items, including the thimerosal, are concerns that they have. But it's funny because in this list, they go through all of them, and the language in this letter that was sent is, you know, the administration opposes this, and this is why the administration opposes this. But when it comes to the flu vaccine, the language is the administration strongly opposes any restriction on the use of funds under Section 317 and the Vaccines for Children program. So this is definitely a hot button with them, and they're expecting a lot of pushback from the CDC when this bill does get to the Senate. And it is a hot issue that could keep this bill from passing as is.
My guest is Wendy Fournier, the president of the National Autism Association, online at nationalautism.org. Wendy, what is so amazing to me is that when he was running for president for re-election in 2004, this same President Bush said, quote, "I support the removal of thimerosal from vaccines on the childhood national vaccine schedule. During my second term as president, I will continue to support increased funding to support a wide variety of research initiatives aimed at seeking a definitive cause and or triggers of autism." So it's like he was saying everything right, and yet now that he's in office and push comes to shove, he's letting others speak for him and is not out in front on this issue. He is not standing up saying we have a poison in our vaccine and whether it has anything or not to do with autism. At this point, that's not the point. The point is we have a poison in our vaccines that's being injected into pregnant women and children, and I'm going to get it out of there. He's not doing that.
No, he is certainly not coming to the defense of the children of this country. And now we have, you know, epidemic levels of autism, but that's just, you know, tip of the iceberg. We now have, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 1 in 6 children in the United States with a learning disability or a developmental delay. So that's almost 20% of the population of children in this country that are having some neurological problems.
My God.
That's a really scary thought. I mean, I live in Rhode Island, and here we have 21% of the school population that requires special education services.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Yeah, and it's bankrupting the education system in this country. And we're asking schools and taxpayers to foot the bill for all of these sick and challenged kids.
Right. And, you know, I'm really hoping that the day will come when the Department of Education finally catches on to what's going on in this country, because they are the ones that are footing the bill. They're the ones that are being pressured to provide the services that are required through the IDEA Act, and the school districts are having a horrible time trying to stay within their budget.
Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. Wendy, so where is this appropriations bill right now? It's been passed by the House, and I guess it's still under review by Senate staffers and senators and members of the executive branch.
That's right. I spoke with Congressman Weldon's office today, and the bill did pass the House. We were very happy to hear that. It's moving on to the Senate. I'm sure it's under review right now, and they don't expect it to go to the floor for hearings until probably September.
So not until they get back after recess, then
yes.
They'll take it up.
Right.
And what are the chances, you think, maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, what are the chances you think that this legislation is going to go to the White House with this amendment still intact, this amendment, Congressman Weldon's amendment, which would remove the thimerosal from vaccines? Or I guess more clearly, it would say that you can't use government money to buy vaccines that use thimerosal, that use this poison.
Right. I think that, honestly, I think there's a very, very slim chance that this will actually get through the Senate with that amendment. I just don't see it happening. I think that the CDC is going to push as hard as they possibly can, and it's, you know, the House is a lot more liberal than the Senate, and I just don't see it happening right now. I think that we, all of us, need to get on the phone and call our senators and let them know that this amendment is extremely important to us in the appropriations bill, and ask that they keep it in. It's going to take a big grassroots effort for us to hold on to that.
We should never underestimate the power of the CDC.
No, the CDC is extremely powerful, and there's a great deal of conflicts of interest within the CDC. It will affect personal pocketbooks to take thimerosal out of all the vaccines that the government pays for. So you can expect a big fight coming from the CDC.
Amazing that these supposed healthcare professionals are actually lobbying and fighting to keep this poison in vaccines that is then injected into pregnant women and babies. It is just staggering. It just blows my mind that we're actually watching this take place.
It is, and it's not, you know, it's not just the CDC. It's coming from a lot of different agencies. It's the AMA, and it's the American Academy of Pediatrics, who are actively lobbying against state bills that would ban the use of thimerosal in childhood vaccines completely. Every single time there's a hearing on a state bill, there are representatives there from the American Academy of Pediatrics as well as pharma saying, no, we do not want this bill to go through. And always the reasoning behind that is that it will make vaccines unavailable to some people. And that is simply not the case. The vaccine manufacturers are able to produce enough thimerosal-free vaccine supply for all pregnant women and children in this country, and they have been able to do so for the last couple of years. So supply is not an issue, and they really need to move on.
And but they're going to do their very best to scare the public into thinking that they must have this poison in their vaccines, or then they have no vaccines.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's really funny because every year at the start of the flu vaccine season, you hear all of these shortage scares and, oh my goodness, they're not going to be available. And everybody run to your flu shot clinic and get your shot as soon as you can. You know, they try to instill panic in people. And it's crazy because, right, you know, this year we're throwing away millions and millions of flu vaccines.
And
that's another thing, Coy, that's really interesting is those have to be disposed of as toxic waste. You have to dispose of a flu vaccine as toxic waste because of the mercury content, but it's okay to inject it into your baby.
My God. What will it take for this country to wake up and realize that this is happening?
I wish I knew that. I wish we knew that a few years ago because we've all been saying that for so long. It's got to happen eventually. I think that the court of public opinion is where we're going to win this battle. And when people just start absolutely refusing to take a vaccine that has mercury in it.
Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. Wendy, thank you so much for spending some time with us and helping to educate people about this very serious issue. And let's take your advice and everybody just place a phone call to your senator, to your congressman, and let them know that you want the poison out of all vaccines once and for all. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.